Captain Price, John McGinnis here with Matt Adams. How are you, sir?
Hey, John. Hey, Matt. How are you guys?
Thank you.
Doing great. It's real now. I know that it's been an idea for a long time and a great idea. You've made your captain's picks. Mark Leishman, Brendan DeYoung. Obviously a tough one to leave Tim Clark off the team. Tell us about the process.
It was really hard. You know, John, the thing that's really difficult is that you basically have 36 hours. You know, once it finishes, the event finishes on Monday, the tournament they played last week, you've got 36 hours to make a decision. And so because the team changed quite dramatically at the bottom over the last two or three weeks, I was kind of prepared, but I didn't think it was going to come down to Mark and Brendan and Tim. In fact, you know, a week ago I would have said Tim was going to make the team hands down. But then, you know, Mark came into the picture and Brendan came into the picture because they played well the last couple of weeks and moved their way up into the rankings. But, you know, I had to look at a lot of things. I spoke to the players at length on Monday and yesterday on the phone. This was a decision to leave Tim out was one of the toughest. It was honestly the toughest phone call I think I've ever had to make in my life, because he's been a really close friend and someone who I've admired and respected so much over the years. But I think his lack of length off the tee was such a huge factor. He hasn't played there. I pulled up all the records on Tuesday morning and pored over them yesterday, looking for whatever I could between the three players. And the fact that Tim has only played once at Memorial since 2006, sort of leans to show me that, you know, he doesn't really feel comfortable, or he doesn't feel that he is competitive on that golf course, for whatever rhyme or reason. I think... And also the hardest thing is that we've got so much inexperience in our team. We've got, I think, seven rookies now. But that was a really, really tough call for me. So, and I know Tim's a little upset about the whole thing because, I spoke to him at length yesterday. But I just hope he understands that I tried to make the best decision and put the best team that I possibly can out there.
Well, and let's talk about the two that you did pick. One of them is an absolute birdie machine. And he's from your home country. I spoke with Brendan this summer, and he said, you know, that he was putting so much pressure on himself to try to make your team. Did you talk to him during that period of time and help him relax at all?
I did. You know, I just said to him, you know, back in the summer, I said, just play golf. The rest of it will take care of itself. And I think that was, perhaps why he started playing a little better and he settled down and, you know, because he really did play solid golf for, you know, the better half of this year. Brendan's had not a difficult time playing himself into position. He's had a difficult time finishing off. And if you see, you know, his Saturday scoring average was really poor, but his Thursday, Friday, and Sunday scoring average is really good. Plus, as you said, he's a birdie machine. He's, he is leading the tour in birdies, and people will debate, you know, well, that's because he plays so much. But that's still a huge thing. You know, there were so many things that I took into consideration, and one of the things for Mark Leishman that was the swing vote was the way that, or swinging vote for me was the way he's played in the major championships. How well he played at the Masters in April, and then also putting in, I think, a 10th or a 12th place finish at the PGA. So he played well at the Players Championship. He finished 8th there, so he's not afraid of, you know, the big stage, and it's going to be tough. I mean, for all the rookies out there, you know, this is a time that they've never felt before, going out there on in front of fans that are pulling hard for the opposing team. And there's going to be some comments and statements that are going to come from people that are going to may offend them, you know. But that's international competition. You have to put up with it. So but the enthusiasm, I think, from this team is something that's going to be something that's very, very special.
Nick, it's Matt Adams. We'll ask you in a second about how you manage all of those factors and the pressures that will be upon the players as the competition draws upon us. But you talked about how difficult the phone call was with Tim. Could you share with us the joy of the phone calls with Brendan and Mark?
Well, I phoned Mark first. And, you know, I mean, I basically on the heels, or as I put the phone down on Tim, I, as we ended our conversation, I phoned Mark straight away to let him know. And so it was quite an emotional roller coaster for me, because even though I don't know Mark very well, he was ecstatic, and I just said, congratulations, you know, you've played exceptionally well, and I want you to be a part of the team. And then I phoned Brendan, and of course, you know, Brendan stays with me when he comes down here and plays at the Honda. So I've gotten to know Brendan, you know, pretty well over the last 3 or 4 years, and I've seen him improve. I've seen the game; he's improved so much. And I think both of these guys are, if I put them with an experienced guy or someone who's been there before, I think it's going to ease the tension that they will feel. So, you know, I'm going to start working really hard now on the pairings. I'm going to make a lot of phone calls to the guys and, you know, find out who they want to play with. But, you know, being a captain sometimes is not the easiest job in the world.
Is there anyone you've leaned on, anyone you've called a mentor perhaps to help you through this process?
No, I'll tell you what, John, I spoke to all the players. To be totally honest with you, this was going to be a team decision. The feedback that I got from the players yesterday and on Monday was invaluable for me to make my decision. It was just I didn't want to go out on a limb and be, I've been removed from the PGA Tour for some time now, and the players who are out there play with these guys week in and week out are the best sources of information that I have for making those picks. I can see the numbers on the scoreboard, and I can see the finishes that they have at the end of the week. But when it comes down to actually, you know, playing, I don't know an awful lot about these guys. Obviously, you look at the stats, but also stats are misleading. So this was a decision that I felt was I made, you know, the buck stopped at me. I made the call, and I made the decision. But it was helped, my decision was helped by the support of the players.
You have veterans on this team that have been through this process, like Ernie Els, like Angel Cabrera. I think you could even say it about Schwartzel now. Jason Day and Adam Scott, still very young, but veterans to the process as well. How much are you going to lean on them to help with your seven rookies?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, they're guys who have never played team golf in any formal fashion before. Brendan played back when he was junior golfer or an amateur golfer, and Mark may have done the same, you know, but Richard Sterney, I know, has played, you know, amateur team golf, but that's so long ago, you know, that's probably 10, 12, 14 years ago for most of these guys. This is going to be a whole new ball game, and you know what, I think we're going to see some pairings there, you know, maybe between Brandon Grace and Richard Sterney or whatever it may be, whoever, but I think we're going to see somewhere along the way, we're going to pair two rookies today together that are going to do outstandingly well.
Let me ask you about the Canadian on your team, because we've had Canadians call into the show and say, Graham Dillette's on the team. We're making the drive. We're going to Columbus to support this team. One, that has to make you feel great. But two, talk about the progress that he's made in his game this year to battle his way onto your team.
Well, you know, I've spoken to a few guys over the last 2-3 weeks about how his game has really become, he's become very polished. And, you know, that's what happens when a guy really gets the idea about his golf swing, and he knows, and he's trying to improve so dramatically, so much. You know, Graham had a lot of talent 3 years ago, but he has refined that talent. And he's, I mean, last week at the Barclays, or the week before, you know, he led driving accuracy, and he was fourth in driving distance, and he was like ninth in greens and regulation and sixth in putting, and I'm saying, how come he didn't win? You know, those are incredible stats. So he's a player that I think is going to be a real a point getter in our team, to be honest. I think he drives the ball long and straight, and to put him with someone who where they can complement each other is going to be very key. You know, the crucial thing in this whole President's Cup for us as the international team, John, is in the foursomes and the alternate shot, because we have lagged behind out of 95 potential points over the last 9 years or nine President's Cups. We are, I think, 25 or 26 points behind the Americans in that category. So, you know, we're going to be focusing really hard on the alternate shot.
Nick Price, International President's Cup captain, joining us right now as our guest. Kind of a two-part question that ties into what you were just talking about. How can you, at this point, help to prepare your team for that which lies before them? And part number two is, when you look at your team on paper, it is extremely strong. How excited are you for the team you're going to take in the battle?
You know, everything in golf, and especially 18-hole match play and any team sport for that matter, is about momentum, team spirit, camaraderie, because I think anyone who has played in any form, any team sport, knows that when the morale and the team spirit is very high, people do amazing things. I remember going back to, 1998 when we were in Australia, Shigeki Maruyama he went 5-0, which was phenomenal. He and Joe Ozaki played together. It was phenomenal what they did. But they got on a roll, and they were playing. I mean, I'd never seen the two of them play so well. But that's the thing. When you have your teammates behind you and you have the spirit, I think that lifts people's games, and it lifts their ability, to hit shots under pressure that even surprises themselves. So the American team is obviously a little stronger down the bottom than we are. But as I say, I'm going to say this again, 18-hole match play is so unpredictable. I'm just going to work really hard over the next 3 weeks to make sure that I pick the very best pairings that I possibly can.
Nicky, I think that if the international team wins, you have the right group of people to have one hell of a celebration.
We're 1-7-1. This is a huge President's Cup, I think, for not only the internationals, but for the President's Cup itself. I want more than anything else, and one of the reasons that I originally spoke about changing the point structure was that it was more competitive. That's all I wanted it to be. This has been a fantastic innovation. It's been a great thing to play in. I played in it 5 times. I loved every minute to playing in it. But it needs to be more competitive. So, if I had one wish now, I hope it comes down to the last hole on Sunday, the last group, and it comes down to one putt, because that would just make, the everything for me, all the hard work that all of us have put into it. And, of course, once it comes down to that, then, there's obviously a little bit of luck involved.
Nick, when it's all over, are you looking forward to concentrating on your own golf game again?
my golf, Harold Henning used to say to me, best line ever, he says, I've got a great future behind me. And, that's kind of like, I love my golf and I love playing golf now. I just want to stay competitive for a little bit longer. I think it's as you get a little older, it's how you look at your golf game. I'm thoroughly enjoying playing out there. Obviously, I can't play the way I used to, but it's still there. If I get everything together, I can still win out there. So that's important to me.
Nick Price, you are one of the great gentlemen of the game. Good luck at the President's Cup. Thank you for all fans of this sport for the amount of effort and emotion that you're obviously putting into it. We certainly wish you the best.
Oh, thanks, Matt. And thanks, John.
Nick, great to talk to you. Good luck to you guys.
Take care, guys.